and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Hurricane Helene has just strengthened to a Category 2 storm, and it could be a 4 before it makes landfall along Florida's Big Bend today. CBS's Manuel Bocorquez is in Tampa.
Here in Tampa, the mayor is urging anyone who still has a chance to get out of low-lying areas and to higher ground to do so as the storm moves through.
FBI agents raided the home of New York Mayor Eric Adams early this morning. His lawyer says they seized Adams' cell phone as he becomes the first sitting mayor in the history of the city to be charged with a crime while in office. Adams is defiant.
I will fight these injustices with every ounce of my strength and my spirit.
Israel says it's carrying out what it calls precise strikes against Hezbollah in Beirut, despite a ceasefire proposal from the U.S. and allies. MTS Tayyab.
The hope is that temporary ceasefire would lead to longer-term stability along the Israel-Lebanon border.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A 4-year-old girl from Neillsville is expected to pull through after being found shot in a home yesterday. At this point, investigators say it looks like another child shot her with a handgun. They haven't said whether it was an accident. Local election clerks are busy explaining how secure Wisconsin's balloting is. For instance, Madison City Clerk Maribeth Witzel-Bale says all poll workers work in twos.
Two poll workers initial your ballot. Two poll workers are checking you into the poll book. Two poll workers are involved if an absentee is damaged and needs to be remade.
About 2,000 Madison voters were recently sent duplicate absentee ballots by accident. Witzel-Bale says barcodes will prevent anyone from voting twice. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A young girl was shot in Neillsville yesterday morning. The Neillsville Police Department responded to West 7th Street a little before 9 a.m. on Wednesday morning. They found a 4-year-old girl had suffered a gunshot wound. She was taken to the hospital to receive treatment for her non-life-threatening injuries. The preliminary investigation indicated the girl had been shot with a handgun by a juvenile relative. Officers are continuing to investigate. Police in Stevens Point arrested a man they were looking for in connection to a break-in and possible burglary. The report was called in Tuesday night. The caller, on Songbird Lane, said they found a broken window screen and broken lock. While still on the phone with dispatch, they found a man inside the residence who immediately ran away. Officials identified him as James Munns. Munns was arrested without incident at Northside Hotel a little after noon yesterday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Good morning, everybody. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together,
we
Terry.
We do.
We're going to have some fun today. We got a bunch of good things lined up for you. We'll kick things off the way we like to with our great friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good over here. Some really clear blue skies out there. I don't know, though, if my co-host is is going to be upset with you because she's been looking forward to colder temperatures.
I won't cry if you keep it under 80.
There we go. There we go.
See, look. Normally this time of the year I would say keep it under 70. So I'm being very flexible.
Yes. Yeah. Look, we're
which
building
is not very much
here.
Like me.
I'm just like you. I feel the same way. I might shed a little tear because we're going to be flirting with 80. Trying to my best, but we might hit it on Saturday.
So. Okay.
Hitting those upper 70s today. Beautiful. Big old high pressure system dominating. There's not a cloud out there right now, and it's going to be holding still for the rest of the week and even into the weekend. And It's also going to be holding that hurricane away from us, too. That's how strong this high-pressure system is. It's one of those days today really makes you happy that you live in the Midwest. Yeah, we have to deal with cold and snow, but we don't have big hurricanes like one that's making landfall this evening. So scary stuff down in Florida. But as that lifts up north through the weekend, it is going to be staying more towards Illinois. So we are going to actually stay under sunny skies, above average temperatures, and everything's going to be calm and beautiful here for us.
Nice. All right, we'll take it. I have to say, I love these crispy mornings, though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, yes. When I go out, like, 5:30, and it's just like, oh, this is nice.
There's something about, I'm not usually like this, maybe it's just getting older or whatever, but there's something about when we have 70s, and then by, like, at 8 o'clock or whatever, it's 40 or 50.
You are kind of getting old.
I love that. Oh, I'm definitely getting old. Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I am about a week away from yelling at clouds.
You know, I will concede, though, because we do have an outdoor wedding on Saturday. Mm. So, I mean, that will be a beautiful day for them.
Yes,
so
that's going to be all some right, nice weather fine. For that.
But let's get it where it belongs pretty soon.
just recently, Brittany and I were and Seth were talking about this the other day when she joined us. She'll be on Director's Cut this Sunday. Everybody be on the lookout for that. We were talking about the movie Twisters a little bit and just saw that. With that, even after seeing that movie Twisters or Tornadoes on an Explanation point and everything, Hollywood-wise, even with all of that, I'd rather deal with that than hurricanes. As far as what you're talking about there, Brittany, about being here in the Midwest, I've got friends down in Florida, and the way that they are just always white-knuckling their lives this time of year, and especially because they some people in the Miami area haven't gotten hit yet by the big one they keep waiting for. So they're waiting even more for it and everything. It's just that's an intense situation. Not to say that there's anywhere you can go where there isn't some of Mother Nature rearing her ugly head from time to time. I hear you. I'd rather be in the Midwest.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Although I do love the ocean. I do
me
love
too.
Being near the ocean.
I like to visit.
Yeah. Yes. Brittany, we appreciate you. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll talk tomorrow.
Have a good day.
You too.
Have the best day. Best in the business right there from Brittany Merlot. We got our fall color report coming up in a moment. We'll also get into the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club. Looking forward to that. It is National Pancake Day.
Really?
Yeah, we'll discuss. We'll get into pancakes. I want to hear from the audience on that one. Your favorite way to have pancakes.
Know.
Favorite all that.
I'm somewhat of a pancake connoisseur.
Really? Oh,
well,
this could
I mean,
be a good
just
one.
Like my own.
right on.
My mom's, mine. You know.
Hey, it works. 9 o'clock hour. We're going to have our pet of the week from the Southwick County Humane Society. Looking forward to them joining us as they do every Thursday in this time slot. We'll get into some new stuff that's on your small screen, new on your stage, your local stages as well. And I want to get into our favorite things about fall. We have a survey of the best parts of fall. We're going to get into that one. I want, again, the audience participation. I want to hear from you guys what your favorite thing about fall is.
Everything.
We got all that coming up for you. All of that. We're going to give people a chance to win some Colin Ray tickets sometime in the next 2 hours as well. Colin Ray coming to town today.
This is just like a big party today.
Yeah. We're having some fun. We are having a blast today. But I want to kick things off, Terry, rewinding a little bit and catching up with you. With yesterday was the 52nd annual McDonald's Day at United Way Day at McDonald's.
Yeah.
How did that go?
It went very well. We had a great day. And just a catch up for everybody. This is just the Wisconsin Rapids McDonald's. It's a long, obviously, 52 years, a long-standing tradition. That was started by a local owner that we had in the community, Tom Rouse. And so, you know, he had this great idea of, if I donated a whole day's proceeds, you know, what would that mean to an organization? And so United Way happened to be his charity of choice for many years until the time of his passing. So that tradition continued when the new ownership came. And then now there's new ownership again, probably about 8-9 years ago. And so both of these organizations have kept up the tradition of Tom Rouse and receive, you know, even recognition within the McDonald's system for doing this. So it is really cool. It frustrates some of my counterparts because they can't get it to happen in their community. But it truly started as a grassroots thing from someone who lived here, owned a business here, just happened to be a McDonald's, right? So sometimes I hear from my counterparts, hey, how come you can, or even, I mean, we actually have two other McDonald's in our service area. We have Nakusa and Adams Friendship. And this is, it's just here in Rapids. So it's just something special that we have. But it was busy. And it was, people were coming into the lobby, which was fabulous. And their drive-thru is always very busy. I think they told me at one point in time they do like 70 to 75% of their business on a regular basis through the drive-thru. So they don't get as much foot traffic inside. But yesterday, That's the most people I've seen on our day in the lobby since before COVID.
Wow.
It was fabulous.
That's so
we just,
cool.
You know, we just visited with friends all day. We had a nice register to win basket because we thought, oh, you know, we'll thank the people who came idea. In. And yeah. And it was just a nice fall basket, you know, mm-hmm. a little snuggly blanket mm-hmm. and hot cocoa and mugs and snacks.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be doing that drawing this morning at the office. But it was great. So if you were part of this in any way, you know, maybe I know we had a couple of employers that bought food for their whole team.
Yeah.
So if you literally just got to eat, or if you were the buyer, or if you brought your family in, or you stopped by to get some food, you know, from the bottom of our hearts, we certainly appreciate that.
I talked to a couple of people that were on their way over there yesterday, Terry, and when we were talking about it, they were really happy that you specified the when you joined us on midday about it being this specific Wisconsin Rapids McDonald's, and we do send a shout out to them and a thank you to all the workers and everybody there that worked so hard yesterday. They were asking me, well, does this happen? Why does this just this McDonald's and everything? And so, you know, we talked a little bit about what you just said and everything. And it was a nice reminder of, while it may be a big name, a franchise, a chain, oftentimes those chains are run by locals. And that's a great thing to keep in mind. And it was a nice reminder to these listeners, and I think other listeners out there of that you know, when we talk about buying local, supporting local, there's a lot of layers to that. And
yeah.
This was a nice reminder of that, and just some great history of the United Way and a local business, and the power of that, and what can come of that.
And I think too, just the willingness of, I mean, the current owner of our McDonald's, they own 11 McDonald's, and so for them to keep this going just in ours, right? It'd be easy
wow.
to say, you know, sorry, we don't do
Absolutely.
That, right? Like that's
yeah.
that doesn't fit our model or something. So
wow.
so to continue that, because for us, for me, I mean, at this point, 52 years, it's more about tradition
mm-hmm.
and about, you know, honoring a legacy than it is necessarily about the money. Now, the money is very important because it helps
sure,
us advance
sure.
programs and impact people. But it's really about, you know, seeing those. I mean, this is my 17th campaign as a staff person. And I volunteered at McDonald's Day, you know, before when I was on the board. So it's just a long time tradition of, you know, seeing people and connecting with people. And sometimes I feel like there's some people that the only time I literally see them in an entire year is the next year at McDonald's.
Right.
So, you know, there's that part of it too. But, you know, just hats off to everyone. And thank you to those who took the time. And, you know, sometimes we hear, oh, I don't eat fast food, or oh, la, la, la. But people were making exceptions yesterday. And, you know, there's something about a nice hot French fry. I'm just
oh,
going to say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. French fry.
I don't eat them every day and I'm not going to. But I'll take one for the team when the opportunity
yeah.
arises.
Good on you. Good on you for doing that. There's never a bad time for fries. And I'm really happy to hear that it was so successful. And 17 years for you doing this. Congrats on that. That's
yeah,
pretty cool.
Crazy, huh?
Day of Caring is right around the corner, Terry. We are looking, are we now still looking for lawns?
Both, yes.
We are
so right now with Day of Caring, there are two different registrations going on. Mm-hmm. One, you can get your yard registered. So if you are elderly, disabled, you don't have the ability to clean up, physical ability to clean up your yard by yourself, or, you know, even the ability to pay someone to come and do that, right? Like you need a hand from friends and neighbors that, in the community, you can get your yard registered. I know we still have probably about 20, maybe 25 spots open. So you can call us at 211 or by dialing 715-421-0390 between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. and you can get your yard added to the list. Couple of things that you need to know about that. One, when you call, they're going to ask you your name, your address, and they're going to ask you how many trees you have in your yard. And sometimes that startles people a little bit, like, mm-hmm. wait, what? You know, like,
yeah,
like you just
yeah.
don't think about
I
it. Like, I don't
that.
Think I
yeah.
can tell you how many trees
yeah.
are in my yard
yeah,
right now off the top
that.
Of my head.
Yeah.
So they're just going to want to know that so that we know how many people to send, right? Like, what is the mm-hmm. volume of the leaves going to be?
Mm-hmm.
And then also as the homeowner, your responsibility is make sure all pet waste is picked up before the volunteers arrive, and then to have bags appropriate to what your municipality calls for. No municipalities will take plastic bags anymore, so they have to be paper bags. You can get those locally. You can get them at Home Depot, Walmart, Ace Hardware. So there are options of where you can get those paper bags. And then some of the municipalities that we serve, Port Edwards being one, and I don't want to misspeak about Nakusa, so I'm just not going to. But I know Port Edwards, we just rake to the curb because mm-hmm. then their city truck comes or village truck comes and
yeah.
sucks them up.
Yeah.
So we will do what is appropriate to the municipality. So those are the homeowner responsibilities. If you are willing to be a raker, we are also taking registration for that. So you can register as an individual, you can register as a team, and a team could be made up of coworkers, your family, a group from church, a group from maybe your neighborhood, whatever it might be. But you also can sign up as an individual. So don't be deterred if you're like, hey, I'm able-bodied. Mm-hmm. I can definitely do this. I just don't have a team to do it with. Right. We'll pair you up with somebody, or maybe we'll find, we can find you a really small yard, whatever you prefer. But you do need to register. We do have t-shirts for the first 450 volunteers that register. So we encourage you to get online, uwswac.org. And you can get registered as a volunteer. If any of the volunteers in your group are under 18, there is a waiver that we need signed. Mm. Mostly because we want to post photos.
Yeah.
That's really, Of course, it's a liability waiver, but really the reason, that I want it is so that we can celebrate all the teams of rakers. But please keep that in mind, is that if you have rakers under 18 and you are not their legal guardian. So, sometimes we have a youth group leader or a school club leader. Yeah. We do need those waivers signed for anyone under 18. We kick off at 8 a.m. at Grand Rapids Lions Club on Saturday, October 26th. This is hot breakfast. Speaking of pancakes today, we'll have pancakes and fruit and some other good things. So we'll start you off with breakfast, 9 o'clock, send you out to rake. And by noon, everybody's done. When you're finished, we just ask you to text your text your location to us and say, 351 Oak Street, done, so that we can check it off the list. And, it's a great day. It is a rain or shine event. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to at some point ask Brittany to guarantee shine, right? That day. Yeah. We're not so hard on her. I think we can push her a little bit on one day.
We don't ask a lot. I think we save those favors for days like this, and we will use it.
So the one other thing that we have going on, not one other thing, we've got a lot of campaigning going on, but the other thing that we are actively seeking is reading mentors at this time. Mm-hmm. And you can get more information about that on our website, but you also could give me a call if you have questions, or Stephanie at the United Way office. But what we are looking for is people to give 30 to 60 minutes one time per week to visit a classroom. Here we have openings in Wisconsin Rapids. We have openings in Port Edwards, and we have openings in Nakusa, I think, is full. But we do have several elementary schools that have open spots. And this would be working with you select what time slot works best for you, but it would be a kindergarten, first, second, or third grade classroom, and working with select kids who maybe just don't get a lot of reading time at home. So we're not asking you to be a reading interventionist. We don't want you to be a reading interventionist, honestly. Yeah. We want the school to handle that. But there is intervention time built into the elementary school day, and so this is where kids who need to be pulled out of the classroom get pulled out. Mm-hmm. Some kids are really good at self-guided learning, right? Like the teacher will say, okay, I want you to do this, and the child goes off and does this. Mm-hmm. Some of the kids are working with the teacher, and then we've got some kind of in the middle who just, they need somebody, right, to help guide them on their reading. And that's what our reading mentors are doing. So if you are interested in that, the sign up is now, because we're going to get started the week of October 14th. So we need you to get signed up by the end of next week so we can communicate with the schools and, get the background checks done and all of those great things that are in place to support that program.
It's a great program, and looking at uwswac.org right now, I see that Port Edwards and Grant and Meade are still looking for people.
Yeah, all have openings.
All have openings, and if you are able to, we greatly appreciate you doing that. You talk about ways that you can impact the future and make things even better and brighter, and just to enjoy some time with these kids. And I will say something that I've heard from a lot of people doing these programs from time to time. They don't get a chance to read themselves that much. And getting a chance to kind of get back to reading and fall in love with reading again.
Yeah, it's
they're doing it for the kids, and they end up getting a lot from this too. So it's a win-win kind of situation. Sign up, find out more at uwswac.org. We'll wrap up talking a little United Way with Terry before we get done today. Did want to get to our fall color report real quick. Sheboygan at 0% right now. And I didn't, I just wanted to cover Sheboygan, not just because I just wanted to say Sheboygan.
Okay, Carl.
Right, yeah. Stevens Point area is at 5%. Marshfield, Wausau also at 5%. Looks like Plover and Nakusa also in that area. Rome at 10%. Wisconsin Rapids area, 5%. So we are getting there. We're getting there. I went up to Point yesterday to do a recording session with Bria, and it was just on the way there. I was there like a week ago, and it wasn't. There was maybe one tree. And just going up there yesterday, there was about four or five. And I just love this process when they're going. We got one right over here over your shoulder that's just growing in. It's the only one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only one.
There's a bunch on my way home that are changed, but it's pretty clay, acidic-y soil, you know, mm-hmm. So it seems like those always turn earlier. Yeah. But I love the trip on Highway 66 back from Stevens Point.
You know, you see,
you get the setting of the field with the, you know, with the tree line. And
shot.
Yeah, it is. It's getting there. They're gorgeous.
We're looking forward to it, and we'll keep covering this fall report for you. Nobody's covering the fall report like we are.
Yeah, nobody.
Nobody. I don't know. Maybe somebody is.
Nobody.
No, nobody. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR.
Ooh, boo! Did I scare you? Probably not, but I bet your aunt's mystery casserole for the holidays is gonna scare your socks off. Why take a chance on a frightening meal this holiday? Take the fear out of the holidays with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Order your favorite items, have them delivered, and relax. The holidays can be frightful enough. Call 715-887-2213. That's 715-887-2233. Let El Cafe take the fear out of your holiday.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Lou Ann Goetz is your local Wisconsin Rapids Medicare specialist. For over 27 years, she's been helping individuals find the right Medicare coverage and is dedicated to ensuring you get the best plan for your needs. If you're nearing Medicare age or considering a switch, let Lou Ann guide you through the process. With her personalized service and commitment to your health, you are in safe hands. Your Medicare peace of mind starts with Lou Ann Goetz. Call 715-424-4393 today or visit ticinsurance.com.
It is going to be sunny and warm again today. Our high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind southwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight clear, a little fog by morning into the low 50s. Tomorrow sunshine with a high near 80. It's going to continue through the weekend too with sunshine. Low 80s Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. They got some really cool things going on over there at El Cafe. Wonderful menu. One of the most unique menus you are going to find. And some daily specials, including today's breakfast special is a steak skillet. That sounds good.
Oh, yeah, that sounds terrible, huh? Yum.
Yeah, their lunch special is lasagna and spaghetti combo. Lasagna and spaghetti combo. I wonder what that is. Oh, that sounds awesome. It sounds like something my Nana would come up with. That's a great idea. Head on over to El Cafe, everybody, and wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. We encourage you to do that. And call up. Call up 715-424-2600 or just a touch or two away in the Civic Media app. We'd love to hear from you. And not much better than the best part of this segment is getting to celebrate local birthdays and anniversaries. The only thing better than that is when you join us and give them to us live. That is our favorite part. So call up anytime. We'd love to hear from you. For now, Terry, I need a 1 through 3.
1.
All right. Gives us that qualifier so we can get right into the celebrating here. And we first up wish a very happy birthday. We got all birthdays today. First up, wishing a happy birthday to Carol DeSlover.
Happy birthday, Carol.
Enjoy your day, Carol. Hope it's a good one for you. We wish a happy birthday to Carrie Curran.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Enjoy your day, Carrie. Hope it's a good one. That's a unique and great first name, Carrie. I like that. C-A-R-R-E-Y, they spell it.
Oh,
that's
nice.
That's a unique way. I like that. And our qualifier today, Sandy Sanger.
Happy birthday, Sandy.
Sandy, enjoy your day. We hope it's a great one for you. You're our qualifier. I say brag to friends, families, animals, everybody. Go ahead and brag that you're our qualifier. Go ahead. Tell the dog.
Tell your cat.
Yes, tell the cat. Tell everybody. Let them know. Brag a little bit. You know, we don't get to brag enough in life. Go ahead and brag. Let everybody know and be listening, because we are getting closer and closer to the beginning of the month where we're going to announce a winner for our El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One lucky winner or winners is going to win two gift certificates to our friends over at El Cafe. And, nice gift certificates, too. $25 ones. They're good ones. Let's take a look at our celebrity list. Zoe Perry is 41. You may know her better as Sheldon's mom on Young Sheldon. My dad really likes that show. He didn't watch The Big Bang Theory, but he likes that show. Huh. And I'm like, have you ever watched The Big Bang Theory? He's like, eh. Like, all right. That just feels weird to me that you would like the prequel, but you don't like the actual show.
Tell
I don't
me
know
what
but,
to do.
Yeah, that's my dad, man. That's my dad. And I do, as long, I didn't mean to do this, but as long as I'm thinking about it, he's got a real, he's got something really important going on right now, actually coming up in about an hour. Dad, I'm thinking about you. Hang in there. You're one of the, you're the toughest human being I've ever known, man. So you got this. Also want to say a shout out to one of the toughest athletes we have ever known. Serena Williams is 43. Serena Williams is not only, I think, the greatest tennis player I've ever seen. And that's really hard for me to say because, man, Terry, when we were growing up, we were in the heart of American tennis and how great American tennis was, let alone the rest of the world and everything. We got to see nothing but stars growing up with that. And that has kind of simmered down a little bit. We don't see as many big names in tennis. There's a lot of great tennis players, but there's not as much like this big name or that big name, an Agassi, a McEnroe, this kind of stuff. Serena and her sister really saved America in that regard for decades as far as like representing us and making us still relevant in the tennis game. But of all that, just you watch her game, watch her, especially in her prime. But even, I don't know, when she's at Wimbledon pregnant,
and competing
and everything, just incredible athlete. Let's see here. Linda Hamilton is 68. Oh, Linda Hamilton, Sarah Connor from the Terminator movies. Just a great actor. And Linda Hamilton can really take a lot of credit. Now, she won't do this. I've heard her talk about it in interviews. But nowadays, if an action movie comes out starring Scarlett Johansson, not a big deal. You know, it's cool. Scarlett Johansson's a great actor, but we're not blown away by that. Angelina Jolie comes out and stars in an action movie. Not a big deal. When Linda Hamilton did it, it was groundbreaking. You didn't see many actors doing this because Linda Hamilton didn't just take that role and, okay, I'm a woman in an action role. She put in work. Like, look at Linda Hamilton's arms in Terminator 2, man. That woman, she got built for that role. And it changed everything. Sigourney Weaver in Aliens as well. That's another reference too with that. But those two performances really changed the game for action movies, and thank God it did as an action movie lover, because we're running out of action stars. All of our action stars are like 50 and up. Even The Rock's 50 now.
Easy.
Like, there's no young
action
stars.
Easy on the 50.
Nothing against it. Nothing against it. I'm getting closer to it every day. Melissa Sue Anderson is 62 today. Mary from Little House on the Prairie. I never saw that growing up, but I do know that it was
you
a very popular show.
Never watched Little
show.
House on the Prairie?
No, I never saw it. Is that the one where they wish everybody good night at the end? It's like it takes like 20 minutes. They're like, good night, John Boy. Good night, Joe. Good night, Sam. Good night, Pat. Good night, Ben. Like, that's the only thing I know about one of those shows. I don't even know if it was that one.
Yeah, that's it.
Cesar Rojas is 70. Los Lobos lead singer, one of their songwriters, La Bamba, and so many other great songs from Los Lobos. Let's see here. And Jonathan Goldsmith is 86. Used to be the most interesting man in the world from those Dos Equis ads.
Yeah.
I remember those. Those were pretty good.
Oh, I love all the memes that pop up. It's him. You know, it's like, I don't usually blah, yes. blah, but when I do.
I love that the memes are still around. And it's kind of weird to think that they are, considering so many people probably didn't even see those commercials.
No, and I don't even know if... But what's funny about it is I don't even know if people know what to associate him with other than those memes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. And that is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club. But one more time, we're wishing happy birthday to Carol and Carrie. And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Sandy Sanger.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your days and enjoy the day. Not only, I say celebrate right into the weekend, you two.
I mean,
all
you might as well.
All of you. Why not? Right there. We're on Friday Eve anyway.
That's right.
And visit our friends at El Cafe. They're open right now at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. Terry and I will be back with more fun. When we come back, it's National Pancake Day. We're going to talk about that and have some fun there on the morning show, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The mayor of Wausau maintains he did nothing wrong when he moved the absentee ballot drop box Sunday. Doug Denny insists he wasn't up to anything nefarious, but Denny's actions sparked a protest the other night. Some people in Wisconsin are trying to save Native American languages. Laura Red Eagle is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and part of the Indigenous Language Table. It's a group that meets in Madison once a week to have everyday chats in Native tongues.
It takes a veil away. You can kind of see how people think, how you view the world. You can ask questions, and you don't feel stupid for doing that because anybody that's showing up for a language class is already super brave.
The United Nations predicts more than half of the world's languages will disappear in about 75 years. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wausau Mayor Doug Denny's decision to move their ballot drop box from the front of City Hall has received national attention. Wausau City Clerk Caitlin Bernard released a statement yesterday saying she reported the incident as an election irregularity to the Marathon County District Attorney and the Wisconsin Elections Commission. She also said the box was locked and clearly labeled kiosk closed. It was not yet functional and no ballots could be accepted. City staff went to secure the drop box and open it for collection on Monday morning, and they found it had been removed. The matter is under investigation. Eligible voters in Wausau may return their own ballot in the silver payment box in front of City Hall until the ballot drop box matter is resolved. The town of Saratoga will have a bulk item drop-off event next Saturday. It will be on October 5th from 8 to 2 at the town hall. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers get ready for the border battle. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay plays Minnesota this week, and the big question is, will Jordan Love play? Coach Matt LaFleur says they are taking it one day at a time.
We have a plan every day. Obviously, that's dictated by our medical staff in terms of how much he can do. And, so we'll just hopefully keep building them up every day.
Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are officially the third seed in the National League. The Brewers' 2-1 loss to Pittsburgh last night and wins by both Los Angeles and Philadelphia means the Brewers will play in next week's wild card round. Freddy Peralta became the fourth Brewers pitcher to record 200 strikeouts in multiple seasons. The Brewers finish up with the Pirates today before taking on the Mets in a potential playoff preview this weekend. And the Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement this morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
To everyone who loves Culver's, the feeling is mutual. I'm Nicole from Culver's of Cross Plains, Wisconsin. And when I'm serving you a Butterburger, I'm just as happy as you are. I almost get giddy when I hear the sizzle of our fresh beef on the grill. Seeing that smile that comes from a meal made just right, some call it magic, but I like to call it love at first bite. Stop in for a cook-to-order Butterburger and let us make Culver's your happy place.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
DoorWorks. I have a serious problem, and I don't know if I need you or an exorcist. My garage door opens all on its own without me pushing the button or anything.
Ma'am, let me do a little investigating, and I'll have an answer for you in no time. I discovered the problem, but it took a little detective work. Your equipment is absolutely fine.
Is it possessed, then?
No, ma'am. It's much simpler than that. Sometimes a low battery can trigger the door to open randomly. We've cast out your dead battery, and your door is working fine.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, it's Thursday, so we give our popcorn pick of the week, and Emerson Lehman of the WBAY Morning Show drops by to talk about his Emmy nominations. Join me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
It is going to be sunny and warm again today. Our high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind southwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight clear, a little fog by morning into the low 50s. Tomorrow sunshine with a high near 80. It's going to continue through the weekend too with sunshine. Low 80s Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Rolling with it around here. Terry and James here with you. Got good stuff coming up, everybody. We're going to be getting to a couple of interesting topics. Terry and I have never been shy about facing certain topics and not burying our head in the sand and ignoring them or anything. So before we wrap up this hour, Terry and I are going to get into the great debate, bed sheets, tuck them in or not. We're going to face that, Terry. We are not afraid to go against that.
Is that even a thing?
I don't know. But we're going to get into that. I just saw the article this morning.
I was still stuck on the song that you played. I'm like, dude, I don't roll with anything. What's going on here? What's happening?
I love some Steve Winwood.
Steve Winwood, fair. Okay.
Underrated. It's National Pancake Day. And IHOP observes one around Mardi Gras each year. So there's a couple of these. There's like two or three National Pancake Days. And different people that celebrate them. But this is from the National Day of People. And a poll for it found just 7% of Americans don't like pancakes. That includes 2% who really, really dislike them.
Who are they?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the gluten people? The gluten-free people? But there's got to be gluten-free pancakes.
That would certainly...
There has to be.
The most popular types are buttermilk, blueberry pancakes, and chocolate chip. No real deals to speak of this time, but Holiday Inn Express is offering one very random product for it. Holiday Express, of all people. They teamed up with the clothing brand Mr. Eatwell for a line of pancake suits. It's a hoodie and sweats combo with a built-in pancake warming pouch.
Okay.
If you love pancakes so much you want to try them, hey, they're only about $100.
There is so much weird about that.
Dear God, the price tag is the worst part of it to me. But I'm saying that, but I just now looked at the picture, Terry.
Sweats and a hoodie, $100 is probably
not
so far off. But I want to know where the warming pouch is first.
Yeah, it looks like it's...
I mean, is it the pouch pocket of the hoodie?
Let's see here.
Or like...
I'm assuming it is.
I'm not gonna lie. I would like to see somebody walk around town in one of those.
I would love to see that. Yes, I want. Now, I'm not wearing it, but I'd love to see somebody wearing it.
You're not gonna catch me dead in sweatpants out in public anyway.
So you can get it with the warming pocket or without.
Oh,
and the warming pocket is where. Yeah,
it is in the normal pouch.
It is the normal pouch. Yeah.
Okay. Why would you put pancakes in your pocket?
Who's doing this? I'm saving that for later.
Darn things when they're warm. Or what? Warm them up? Who does not have access to a microwave?
I do not
need a pocket in your hoodie.
Is anybody eating cold pancakes? Who's doing this? Who is this for?
Who's carrying them around?
You look hungry. Wait, man, I am starving. You got anything to snack on? I got a pancake, right?
I mean, most people have individual size like Cheez-Its, but I've got pancakes. Are they wrapped up while they're in there, or are they just in there?
Oh, it's a good question. That's good. Plus, now I noticed that pancake suit.
I think let's call it a getup.
That's good. Nice.
I think it's a suit.
There's nowhere to keep the most important.
The butter? Butter.
The butter, butter. Huh? I was going to say the syrup.
No, butter.
Butter is the number one to you.
Butter
I think syrup is number one to me.
Of everything.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to argue with it there. I love butter. I love butter. I mean, there's nowhere to keep that stuff. So,
I'm guessing there is. My guess is it's like compartmentalized, right? So like the pancakes are in there, and then you've got some syrup and you've got some butter.
I mean, I've never met anybody this passionate about pancakes.
This is weird on about 1,000 levels.
That love pancakes. I've met people that really like pancakes, their favorite breakfast food or whatever.
I think
my sister is one of them. But I could not, Jillian would never be caught dead in that. And Jillian will wear anything. Jill's always had a style.
Yeah,
of
that
own.
Is nasty.
Nah. Yeah. But I did think one of the fun things to do as far as, celebrating pancakes and all that, what about trying some different types of pancakes? There were two ways I made new friends when I first moved to town here in Rapids.
How good their mom made breakfast?
How I made friends.
Okay.
I was usually the fastest kid, so I was picked for sports. And my mother made chocolate chip pancakes. And kids wanted to spend the night just so they could have those in the morning. They just loved those chocolate chip pancakes. But for some reason, at least the school I was going in at Washington or the group of kids, friends I was with, They had never heard of chocolate chip pancakes. And I don't know, I didn't think it was that far-fetched of a thing, but they hadn't heard of it. My mother, like, revolutionized pancakes and that for that friend base and everything. Because they stopped coming over once their moms started making it.
Somebody must have, around that time, like, figured that out. Because I think I was in, and I'm sure, right? It started somewhere else and made its way here.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But, like, I think I was maybe in, maybe, like, kindergarten, first grade. Hmm. And I got invited to a sleepover at someone's house that was not someone from my school. It was, like, my grandma's neighbor, right? Mm-hmm. So I knew her from playing over there. And so I got invited there, and we had chocolate chip pancakes there. And I was like, oh, my goodness. But you know what? Here's the... Should I tell my secret about I mean, well, no. So here's the thing with chocolate chip pancakes. You have to use mini chips.
Mm-hmm.
Don't use regular size chips because you don't get as many. With the minis, like, you get a nice, you know, it's spread out throughout the pancake, but they actually melt. You know, the big ones stay a little bit a little bit solid.
Yeah.
If you just want a nice golden brown pancake, but the mini ones just melt perfectly and they're so good.
You got to have a good ratio. You can't have too many and you can't have too little. So with the little ones, you're able to do that a lot better, I think.
You got to buy the mini chips.
There are a couple of different recipes I see out there. There are pancake tacos with eggs and bacon that are basically, it's a pancake, but you're putting all that stuff in there. That doesn't sound too bad. Scrambled pancakes recipe where it's just scrambled eggs and pancakes together. And I don't know about that one. Yeah, I don't like that one. Cinnamon roll pancakes, where you're making them and it's more of having like a layer of pancakes, kind of like that, but with cinnamon roll stuff in between.
Mm. To me, that's more French toasty.
You know
what I mean? Like, I don't...
Oh, I love French toast.
I just want pancakes with chocolate chips in them. Mm.
Those are good.
And lots of butter.
Have you tried... I'm a big IHOP fan. I love IHOP. Have you tried the peppermint hot chocolate pancakes?
No.
Those look kind of...
And I don't even think I would try them.
Oh, yeah?
I take that back. If somebody ordered them and it just got, like, passed around the table and everybody took a bite, fine. But, like, I would not order that as my food.
I'm with you there. But I definitely want to try it.
Honestly, I'm not eating pancakes outside of home. Or my home, my mother's home, something like that.
That's wild, because that's where I wanted to go to that with this. Because I know a lot. That's another thing. I've never ordered spaghetti a day in my life. I only eat homemade spaghetti.
I'm going to be disappointed. And
I always am.
If I'm going to eat, like, that many carbs, it's not going to be wasted on something that's not great.
For me, it's not an insult to the chef, the cook, or anything like that. There's a lot of good ones out there. A lot of people that can make spaghetti good. I just grew up with homemade spaghetti. Yeah. I grew up with it a certain way, and that's just the way I like it and everything. So I brought that up with somebody once, and they felt that adamantly about breakfast foods, that they would not order breakfast foods anywhere. It didn't matter what time of day it was or anything. They wanted to make it at home.
See, and I will, like, I'll order eggs or, you know, maybe waffles, but unlikely. Mm. But like, or maybe French toast, but I will not order pancakes somewhere. I just won't.
Ooh, red velvet pancakes with cream cheese icing.
And I'm just more like, red velvet is cake. Keep it in the cake.
Yeah. Orange buttermilk pancakes. This is with a zing of orange zest in the pancakes.
Interesting.
That sounds all right. And I see plenty of vegan and you know, pancakes like that and everything. But how do you like your pancakes? Go ahead and let us know, everybody. 715-424-2600, 424-2600. Let's get into this one, Terry. Let's just rip the Band-Aid off and get right into it. Bedsheet debate, tuck or no tuck? A legitimate polling outfit asked 6,000 Americans. 6,000.
Wow, finally a sample size that's good.
Yeah, and people were twice as likely to say that they do like to tuck their sheets in. So this is essentially when you make the bed and do that there's the top blanket and then the sheet. And that sheet, they're tucking in, I'm guessing. That's what they mean here from what I'm reading and from what I'm gathering.
So I think, like, when I make beds, right, we have the fitted sheet, and then your flat sheet, and then your blanket. And so I am putting on the fitted sheet, putting on the flat sheet, the blanket, tucking the blanket and that, and then there's a comforter on the top, which does not get tucked, because that's more decorative.
Yeah.
I'm a tucker.
I am not. I am not a tucker. But I don't sleep And I don't sleep normal when I do sleep. So I should probably just like take myself out of the equation for this. I would throw the survey off completely on this one. But the reason I don't tuck is because I'm the person, when I am getting into bed, I like to, my feet, I have frostbite in my toes. So my feet get cold instantly. So I like to like do the, I whip my legs up and I whip the sheets under my feet and I wrap my feet up. And tucking the sheet in would get in the way.
So you're
of
like
that.
A small dog.
I am essentially,
you know,
yes.
Where they like go in a circle with the blanket until they're all like wound up in there.
I'm actually the older I get, that's what I'm turning more and more into as a dog. It's just a human version of a dog. The more and more I notice,
I mean,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
like yeah. These little habits.
At the least, I'm trained. At the very least, I'm trained.
I love it. Too funny. I don't know. I keep the, like, at night then, right? Like, you pull mm-hmm. the bed back. So the sides come untucked, but the bottom, yeah. but the foot of the bed stays tucked in.
And that's how, I would say 90% of the people I know, that's how people, the most people I know, and especially anybody I've ever usually been around.
I don't know if you've ever noticed, like, though, at hotels and places, they don't seem to use a fitted sheet anymore. Right. They use a flat sheet. And I think it's just easier for changing the bed, right? So they put on two flat sheets, tuck it all in. And I'm sure it is easier when you're whipping through trying to get all those changed. But yeah, like there, I don't know. I'm tucking.
46% prefer a tuck. That includes 17% who also tuck in the side. So they're really locked in there. That's a tuck.
I do tuck it when I make it though. I don't want to see, ask my husband. When I walk in the bedroom, I do not want to see the sheet hanging out longer than the comforter. That better all be tucked underneath there.
That is, yeah, you are not messing around with that.
And he's like, who's going to see it? I'm like, I see it. This is for me. See, roll with nothing, James. Roll with nothing.
Literally, you are really not rolling with anything. Only 23% said no tuck, 14% said don't care, and 12% don't use a top sheet, which is insanity to me.
Me too.
I never thought about that before.
How many percent? 10?
10, 12%.
Oh, 12. That same 12% doesn't wash their blankets either.
You know what? I'm with you on that. I'm not going to debate you on that one. I think that you might be right about that. There is actually a classic scene from Seinfeld where George is asking a hotel maid for a no tuck, but Jerry prefers a tuck. I just want to get to this real quick here.
Come in.
Hello, I have more towels.
Oh, good. Come in. Welcome. I'm George.
Oh, hello.
Hi, and this is Jerry over there on the phone. That's Jerry. And you are?
Lupe.
Lupe. That's very nice. Very nice. Listen, are you going to be making up the bed in the morning?
Oh, yes.
Fine. Excellent. Could you do me a favor? Could you not tuck the blankets in, because I can't sleep all tucked in.
Oh, yes.
I like to just be able to take the blankets and swish them and swirl them.
James.
I don't like them.
Yeah.
Swishing and swirling.
Yes.
So, I like to have a lot of room. You know, I like to have my toes pointed up in the air. Just like to scrunch up the blankets.
And his shower cap is the best.
It's too tight to sleep.
Exactly. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yes. It's too tight. Him too?
Jerry, you want your blankets tucked in?
Excuse me, what?
You want your blankets tucked in?
What blankets?
When Lupe makes up the beds in the morning.
I don't know, whatever they do.
I tuck in? Yes?
Tuck in.
All right, so that's one tuck and one no tuck.
Okay.
Yes, 1 second, sweetheart. Jerry, I really think it'd be easier if you didn't tuck.
Excuse me, fine. You don't want me to tuck? Put me down for a no tuck.
It is a classic scene. So apparently, I'm not just only turning into a George, but George Costanza.
I mean,
a dog and George
when
Costanza.
When you do answer the door in your white robe and your clear shower cap, that's fabulous.
I'm going to have to look for one of those shower caps. That's a pretty good look. That's a pretty good look. We will take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
Temperatures are falling. The dew is cold and crisp, and your breath is hanging in the air. It's time to dress in our favorite Wisconsin attire. It's hoodie season. This season, show your personality through your clothes by customizing your long sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, sports workout gear, and more. Don't let today's style wear you. Call Wham Incorporated today, 715-423-9465. Be bold, be you, and be confident. Wham Incorporated, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids, 715-423-9465.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ooh, boo! Did I scare you? Probably not, but I bet your aunt's mystery casserole for the holidays is gonna scare your socks off. Why take a chance on a frightening meal this holiday? Take the fear out of the holidays with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Order your favorite items, have them delivered, and relax. The holidays can be frightful enough. Call 715-887-2213. That's 715-887-2233. Let El Cafe take the fear out of your holiday.
It is going to be sunny and warm again today. Our high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind southwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight clear, a little fog by morning into the low 50s. Tomorrow sunshine with a high near 80. It's going to continue through the weekend too with sunshine. Low 80s Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Can't seem to get my mind off of you. Terry and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. We'll take you to the top of the hour. We'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our good friends from the South Oak County Humane Society and our pet of the week. We'll have some entertainment news in there for you as well. And a little bit later in the hour, we're going to talk about your favorite parts of fall. We want to hear from you. What are your favorite parts of fall? We got a survey on that one we'll be getting to. And we're going to be giving you a chance to win some Colin Ray tickets. Be listening for that, everybody. This is an interesting one, Terry, and I'm curious where the audience stands on this one, and you as well. Nothing sounds better than taking your pickup truck down to the local billiards hall, shooting some pool, except what if you don't even have to leave your truck? What if you didn't have to leave? Behold, the pool table pickup truck.
Oh, nice.
And for just about $9,000 on Facebook Marketplace, this beauty can be all yours. It's a 1990 Ford F-150 regular cab. It's located in Cookeville, Tennessee. Once again, proving that Tennessee is a leader in innovation. Not only does it have a sweet pool table inside instead of the bed of the truck, but the ad says it comes with jacks so you can make sure the table remains level.
Oh, nice.
And there's a decal on the front and sides of the truck that says the Hustler. Reference to the classic movie and everything and pool hustling in general. Word to the wise, don't bet money on a game of pool against someone who rolls up with one of these.
They're no amateur, for sure.
You're right.
I was just trying to see if I could actually pull it up on Marketplace, but I couldn't find it. Maybe it's gone.
Oh, it might be. You're right.
I don't know.
This is from actually a couple of days ago, so you're right. It might be. But just taking a look at this here.
That is pretty slick, actually. Really, there is no local pool hall anymore.
No,
I mean, you can obviously go to bars and there's pool tables. But I wonder, what do you think it comes with to cover that? To protect the felt.
Yeah, see, now that's what I was, because it's in Tennessee. I'm guessing that the weather is a little bit better. There. I love that you went there.
I think it's a rubber fitted sheet. It goes all the way around and then it keeps the water off.
But do they tuck it?
No, it's fitted.
It's fitted.
It's the fitted one. It goes all the way down around the bottom. That is pretty fun, though.
They did a great job with this where the back end, so the whole cab is the pool table. I had this wrong. I thought they were putting a pool table inside a cab.
Yeah, like the bed of the truck is gone.
Yeah.
And this is in its place. And you know what? I bet it's all tricked out with like lights underneath and stuff.
It's got to be,
It has to be.
Well,
speakers.
Looks like they've even got the taillights on the end. So they even put the taillights in on the table.
Yeah, it's not, what's the word I'm trying to think? It's not like mobile. I mean, it's fixed there. You're not taking it off when you get somewhere. It's staying there. That's too funny.
Now, I haven't played in a while, but I'll let everybody know this is how good I am. I'll let you know. I'm good at pool. This is one of those things I am actually pretty good at. I actually am pretty good at
pool. So are
you
going to try and buy this truck?
I would like to.
I think you should.
Just because I want to play pool.
Don't you think it could be like a WFHR vehicle?
Oh, there we go.
Could be a company vehicle.
Yes.
It would draw a lot of attention. Like if you went out, you know, on remote and that kind of stuff.
I love the idea of pickup games. I love pickup basketball. It's one of my favorite things to do. Here's pickup pool. Just driving around. Hey, who wants to play a game of pool?
Well, that'd be funny. You just pull over in a neighborhood.
Let's play some pool.
Teach kids pool who maybe have never done it.
You know how so many of our hunters out there, they'll have their gun, you know, like a spot for their gun and everything. I like the idea of instead of that, you've got your pool sticks up there. I like that. I like that right there, right there. You can really go all in on this.
I love it.
This is your identity. Like, this is what you're going to be. You're a pool guy now. You are from that forever known as the pool guy.
But, you know, the other thing, though, so they obviously created this. Now they're selling it. I mean, for $9,000, it's not like it's $90,000. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, I'm not saying everyone can afford that, but I'm just saying it's like a reasonable. Like, if you really wanted this, you could get it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, and I would wonder too. So this is on a 90 Ford F-150, and I don't know what the condition of that is or anything. But say that breaks down, could you take this and put it onto another?
Oh,
you know,
I'm sure.
Truck?
Because it's retrofit. You know what I mean? Like it. It didn't come off the factory line like that. Somebody made it. So I think you could, but if that truck is truly from Tennessee, I mean, it's probably rust-free, you'd think.
Oh, yeah, good point.
You know,
good
so point. There's some... That's pretty funny. It's pretty cool.
It is pretty... I do like this. have you seen this...
just see that tooling around town?
I'd love to see that. There's few things better, especially in a rural town or a small town, when there's that one vehicle everybody knows. And you see it from time to time and everything. I have seen people do they call it the... and I'm not... This is their terminology, not mine, but a hillbilly tub or a hillbilly pool, and it's this... where the back, but they just like put some, you know.
Well, I think what they do is they put like a either a plastic tarp or sometimes even a pool, like a pool liner.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a
or even a baby a kiddie pool in there and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they just fill it up.
See, I would be totally like worried about that.
Yeah,
like where the water's gonna go. And
oh yeah,
if it leaks, and you know, like I would be more nervous about that than I would this.
As much as we're having fun with this and everything, I genuinely love innovation like this. Like I'm not gonna make fun of that part of it. I really do. I'm not actually gonna make fun of any.
No,
of it,
I'm
really.
Thinking it's like a party favor,
yeah.
Right? So people could rent it. You know how like. I mean, when our kids were little, you can rent a bounce house, right? Like, they bring it, it's set up, you can play on it. Why couldn't you do that with this?
Absolutely.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
For $200, we'll bring the truck, park it there for the 4 hours or 6 hours. And
all right, this is what I'm doing. This is my last hour in radio. I am putting all my money, all of my savings into this, and I'm doing that, Terry. I'm driving around, and I'm offering $2 games of pool. I'm going to make thousands off of this. This is going to be a great... I'm being told in my ear I should not do this. I'm being told, don't do that, James.
Don't quit
hang
your day
on to
job.
Your job. I really need to hang on to this job.
I do have to wonder, though, about racking the balls.
Yes. Oh, where are the balls? Yeah.
Because, there's... I'm sure they're in the pocket inside, but...
Or they just shuffle normally around as you drive.
You rack on one end, and then, you know, the game starts from the opposite end, but the cab of the truck is there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So, positioning...
Yeah.
Is interesting. I mean, you could... Yes, you could rack them on the far end.
Yeah.
And then start the game from the very back end. But that's got to be like shatterproof glass on the back of there, right?
Yeah, got it.
Just see one of those balls going flying through back of that
which
cab.
I can definitely see
I'm
somebody doing.
I'm overthinking the truck pool.
I love that you are. I love that you are. it's nice to not be the only one. I'm curious to where that ball, like are the balls shaking around as you're driving? Are they moving? Because I'm guessing that they keep them like they, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows? We will find out. Maybe you could find out if you win some, get some money. And you can put some of that money into this. Through Civic Media's Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win statewide contest. We have got this. We're doing this for just two more days, today and tomorrow. This is it, everybody. Listen at the top of the 7 a.m., 11 a.m. hours, and 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock hours, and we'll give you a keyword to text to us through the Civic Media app. You do that, and you'll get some cash or gold. That is how good our company is doing, everybody. We are giving away gold. And I brag about that. I joke about that because of all of you, our advertisers, our listeners out there. That is how we're... That is what this this whole promotion is about, getting us ready for fall, getting us ready for football, and letting you out there know how much we darn well appreciate you. Get that Civic Media app on your phone. Get ready to text us that keyword at the top of the 11 a.m., 1 o'clock, and 4 o'clock hours, and you can win some cash or some gold, and you will be in on the running for a pair of indoor tickets to see your green and gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd, taking on New Orleans.
Sounds awesome. That
is pretty cool. That is pretty cool right there. And be listening for that keyword again at the top of the 11 a.m. hour. Jane and Greg will have that for you during Matt and Air on Air. Then a little bit later today at 1 and 4. And of course, we're doing this on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI as well. I've really been enjoying giving this keyword and then seeing my phone blow up with all these texts and everything. You guys are the best out there. We appreciate you. Terry and I will get to break. We will come back with our Pet of the Week from the Southland County Humane Society. Looking forward to that. And we'll get into some entertainment news, including some kind of breaking news, Terry, that just broke while we were on air, involving a local, not local, but a longtime morning show out there. So we'll be touching on that. We've got some other stuff. We want to talk about what's new on your local theater stages as well. And we will wrap up the 9 o'clock hour with an update about our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. It's Terry and James taking you through your morning right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, Florida Governor.